We can create patterns and textures with the photos that we take with our digital camera. In other words, if you wanted to have a nice brick background or rock background, or maybe you can actually go out and take a picture of like a rusted wall and load that photo into Photoshop, and you can actually take that photo and make a huge like background with it, a huge rusted background for a web page or something like you would use in print, maybe a background behind some text or something like that. Let me show you how this is done. I've loaded up this rocks image right here, okay? And I'm going to take this photo and just make it a pattern, so no matter how big I make this image, it's just going to be a nice seamless pattern. Let me show you how this is done. I'm going to come right up here after I load up the photo or the image, come right up here to filter, come right down here to pattern maker. Okay, and that's exactly what this is. It's a pattern maker in Photoshop. Okay, so in order for the pattern maker to work, we need to select an area on the image that we want to create a pattern with. Okay, so I can just come up here and just click and hold the mouse down and select the entire image. Release the mouse and you'll see a selection just around the image. Okay, and to generate a pattern with the selected area, all I have to do is come right up here and click on generate, and Photoshop will generate a pattern. Now if you look very closely, it's you can kind of tell, you know, it looks like kind of squared off. It looks like it's the pattern is kind of like in patches. Okay, and if you don't want that patch effect, very distinctive that we've made it a pattern. Come right over here to these options over here. We actually have a smoothness setting, but we also have a sample detail setting. By turning up these settings, we can actually make the transition with the pattern a little smoother. So you can't even tell like where it begins or where it ends. And so I'll come in here and change the sample detail. I can turn that up to like 12 and then generate again, and you can see it's not as distinctive now. Okay, let me go ahead and zoom into the image a little bit. By the way, you can zoom in anytime with the zoom tool. If you'd like to zoom out, hold down the option key, which is the alt key on the PC. Okay, now if you see any rough edges or things around in your pattern, all right, that may be because the smoothness level is a little bit too low. So come over to the options and let's go ahead and turn up the smoothness to about 3. And then I'll come up here and generate again. And as you can see, when I do that, we don't have any more staggered or very hard edges in the pattern. Everything blends in a lot better. Okay. Now, one thing on the sample detail, the higher the sample detail you set, the more computer processing power it's going to take to render the image. So if you were on a very slow computer, and you choose a very high sample detail, it might take a little while to render your image. Okay, I just wanted to let you know that. And rendering, I mean by clicking on the generate, the generate button right here. Okay, so let's go ahead and zoom out. I'm going to hold down the option key or click on the image here. Hold down the option key and zoom out and check out this pattern. Now, if you don't like it, just keep pressing the generate button until you find a pattern that you like. Just go ahead and keep pressing it, just like this. And if you find the blend is really not something you're looking for, go ahead and turn up the sample detail and generate again. Now you can see it took a little longer that time because of the computer processing power. It's so smooth. And I can just go ahead and turn that down a little bit and generate again. Now that looks pretty cool right there. And when you like it, when you like the pattern, go ahead and click OK. All right, and it'll change the image to that pattern. All right. So, well, this is not really anything, fancy or anything because it's the same size image. But let me show you something cool. Come right up here, select all. Okay, so go up there and select the entire image. Come over here to edit. Come down here to define pattern. Okay, and we want to define whatever's selected. We want to define that as a pattern. Okay, go ahead and give your pattern a name. I'm just going to put, just change that just to rocks. And I'll go ahead and click OK. And then we can come up here to File, come down here to New, and create this humongous image that we can use as a background, a texture. Okay, so I can enter in, let's see, just 3,000 pixels wide by like 3,000 pixels tall. And I can come over here and just click OK. Now we have this huge image. I can come up here to Edit, come down here to Fill, and right here where it says Contents, I can choose to use Pattern. Okay, by default, it might be set on foreground color, but I can set pattern, selected to use pattern. Come over here where it says custom pattern. Click on that, and you'll find your custom pattern right here. And if you hover over it, you can see the name, Rocks. It'll tell you how big it is. But I'll go ahead and double-click on that, and go ahead and click OK, and it'll fill this entire image in with a pattern. I can go ahead and just go actual pixels and hold down the space bar and just browse around. We have this huge pattern with no seams. Okay? So if you don't like it, you can actually just go ahead and undo, go right back up here to filter, go out all the way here to pattern maker, and just generate again. I'm going to turn the smoothness all the way up, turn the sample detail up to just at least about 10. Click the generate button. Whoops, you need to select an area or you're going to get an error. So click the generate button. Here we go. I don't like that. I'm going to click it again, and I'll click again. And you can keep doing this until you find a pattern you like. So this is how we can create really cool patterns in Photoshop to be used for backgrounds. Web page backgrounds can be used on brochures. I mean, you name it. So there you go. That's how you do it.